Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Sauce of the Kansas City Royals. The sauce is the boss. Sheet Metal Workers Local 2. Demand metal excellence. Schneider Trucking. Now hiring drivers. Visit SchneiderTrucking.com. Capital Federal. True blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by...
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Royals lose. Final score, Brewers 6, Royals 5. I've had plenty of time to think of something to say, but I'm falling short. I'm going to hand this off to you. I can't imagine you want to sit here and hear me complain. Honestly, I don't want to sit here and complain either. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. The only thing I would complain about... Don't compare this game to what happened on Sunday against Texas. The loss on Sunday against Texas. Yeah, it hurt. But like I said, it only hurt because we knew the joy that we were robbed of. It was going to be a series victory against the defending World Series champions. You were going to make a 2-0 lead hold up. This game tonight, this 6-5 loss, I don't see the comparison to Sunday. Now, I know both on Sunday and tonight, James MacArthur coughed up the lead and blew his second and third saves, respectively. But outside of that, I'm sorry, I don't see the similarities. Royals didn't deserve this game the way that I thought they performed well enough to win on Sunday. He got Michael Garcia doubling down on defensive mistakes in the seventh inning. Okay, you're not going to get him at first. What are you doing? What's that throw? You're better than that. Hunter Renfroe, you're not hitting well enough to drop line drives. Izzy, when the lineup's turning over, I can't see you get caught trying to steal second base. Yeah. Now listen, and... You know, Poland, Seth Lugo, in the seventh inning at 77 pitches. I know. I understand. You don't want him facing this Milwaukee lineup a fourth time. I guess. I don't know. That to me is managing by the book more so than feel. And listen, that's not shocking. That's who Matt Cutrero and this coaching staff is. That's who they're going to be. Now, did I agree with it at the time? Of course not. I'm not afraid of anybody in that Milwaukee lineup. And the way that Seth Lugo was rolling, let him face him a third time, fourth time. That's fine by me. So just a lot of disappointment in this game. Coaching, pitching, defense, base running. What do you know? When the other team has the better defense, the better base running, and the better pitching, yeah, you're going to lose the game, and that's exactly what happened tonight. Now, Sunday should have been a party. Had the Royals pulled this out, my message on this show would have been, hurry up, get to the parking lot, get in your car, and let's get out of here before someone realizes the Royals stole this game. Now, Sunday should have been a party. You should have won a series against an above 500 team. Which, by the way, this loss tonight makes tomorrow, in my opinion, this loss tonight makes tomorrow the first important game in the month of May. For two reasons. One, I don't need you to go 500 at home. You built up enough equity in April that I could let it slide if you lose tomorrow? Sure. You can still maintain through May, whether you win or lose tomorrow, no doubt about it. But like I said on Friday, I think the fan base needs this homestand more than the team needs this homestand. So for the city, that'd be a big win tomorrow in front of all those screaming kids that are going to take part at Kids Day at the K. That's one reason why tomorrow, in my opinion, is the first important game of May. Reason number two, and you may not be aware of this, Royals have not won a series against a single team that currently has a 500 record or better. And unless something changed, no. No. You don't have a series win against a team with a 500 record or better. Baltimore, Detroit, Minnesota, Texas. You lost them all. Go get this one tomorrow. And look who's on the hill. The guy that our lonely eyes have been turning to for years now, Brady Singer. I'm not going to sit here and complain. This team's been too good. This start has been too good. 21-16, fifth best run differential in Major League Baseball. Brady Singer on the hill tomorrow. I'm not going to let it get me down. You guys know how I feel. I'm maintained through May guy. And at five games above 500 on the 7th of May with 22 games to go before we flip the calendar to June. 15 of those 22 games against teams with a 500 record or better. Royals are now 6-11 against teams with a 500 record or better. I'm not letting it get me down, but it does certainly have me a lot more upset than I was on Sunday. On Sunday, I was just disappointed for all of us. This was a frustrating evening at the ballpark. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in Overland Park. You're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, this is John. Yeah, I'm just calling because this is my first game of the season. I brought my family of four there, and we were all standing up with, you know, ninth inning, two outs, and, you know, we had it right there, and then we just lost. And, you know, there's a bunch of Brewers fans sitting behind me, and they were having a laugh, and I just was a disappointing game. Thanks for having me. Love the show, Vern.
Yeah, appreciate it, John. Yeah, a lot of Milwaukee fans making the drive to Kauffman Stadium. You're never going to hear me say anything negative about Milwaukee nor Brewers fans. I love them. I don't like hearing them come to their feet at Kauffman Stadium and a noticeable roar when Vinny grounds out to end the game. Yeah, didn't enjoy that, but hey, their guys went out there and took the game. Brewers went out there and earned that W. I can't say anything negative, just hopefully they spent a bunch of money while they were here. Let's go to Brian in Leawood. Brian, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
So, the reason they lost Sunday and the reason they lost today are both the same basic reason is they have terribly lame walk-up music for the closer. They flash some lights. They're trying to mimic what was done by other teams, and they play terrible music. Where's the Enter Sandman? You're going to play some weird eccentric country music song and expect the crowd to get all fired up? Who's going to get fired up about that? Why would you pitch well?
So it's the fans' fault we lost tonight?
No, it's the music and the walk-up for the closer.
Okay. All right. I mean, hit the road. Terrible. All right, I got you. No, I got you. That's a really strong opinion. Good stuff, Brian. Yeah, Chris Stapleton's doing real poor on the charts. He has a real tough time garnering attention and money. How about don't hang a breaking ball to Willy Adames if you're going to double up breaking balls? Credit to Wilson Contreras, who opened up that ninth inning with a two-out double after battling James MacArthur for eight pitches. Finally, he gets a two-seam fastball, splits the plate. It's down, but it's over the plate. Nice swing by Contreras, and he finds himself on second base with two outs. James MacArthur wanted no part of Gary Sanchez, basically puts him on first base automatically, and now the winning run comes to the dish in the form of Willy Adames, and like I mentioned, back-to-back curveballs, the second one hanging, and Willie banged it. Three-run blast, third blown save of the season for the White Horse, James MacArthur. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Yeah, we are seeing the closer entrance populate Major League Baseball. Mariano Rivera is who you're talking about with Enter Sandman. Hell's Bells with Trevor Hoffman, that was always a great one. I always liked Electric Feel with Greg Holland. Kelvin Herrera's walk-up was fantastic. But as far as these entrances, these are very new. To me, it's, Trevor Hoffman had a legit entrance. Still wasn't with the lights. It was just Hell's Bells and him with that slow jog out from the bullpen. But then last year with Edwin Diaz of the Mets, he had that song that took over the country and the great camera work of SNY. Yeah, that was pretty cool last year. And like most things in this country, if one thing is done and people like it, everyone tries and copies it. Have you seen what Minnesota's doing with Johan Duran? That's neat. And now they're going all out for James MacArthur. Last night did it for Chris Stratton. It's cool if the fans like it. I have to imagine that's what it's about. I imagine it's about the fans. Because a lot of guys that haven't done that much in the big leagues are being treated like they're Hall of Famers. Again, if we're going to do this, let's have an entrance for Dairon Blanco when he's pinch hitting. He's had 2 months in the big leagues, too. I appreciate the phone call, but acting like it's the song choice that's impacting the performance is ridiculous. And when I look around Kauffman Stadium, I see a lot of people singing White Horse by Chris Stapleton. I think it's a pretty cool song. I'm not even a country music guy. I like Chris Stapleton. 913-586-7610. Text line is there for you as well. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Connor in Kansas City. Connor, nice to hear from you as always. How are you?
What's up? Good. How are you, Vern? First of all, I thought that was a hilarious way to send off Brian. I love Chris Stapleton, and I was at the game tonight, and I haven't seen the lights flicker like that for MacArthur. I think it's awesome, and I would think it's even more cool if he actually goes out there and finishes it off, but unfortunately he didn't tonight. But it was really cool. Anyway, the part I'm most frustrated about tonight is sending Lugo out of the game with, I think, 77 with through 6 2/3. I think it was Michael Garcia that bobbled that ball at third, and then happened?
Threw it away.
Threw it away, got the guy to second, whatever. Yep. And then there he goes. And I know that's kind of how Quintero rolls, but, like, I just
I mean, they
wish.
Did it in the World Series.
And then Zerpa,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Zerpa, of course, goes on to give up that run with, I think, just a single. So not
Fell
much happened from that, but
3-0.
It just kind of frustrates me. It would have been nice to see Lugo finish that, maybe go into the eighth, whatever, but... Yeah, a little deflating loss tonight. But, yeah, thanks for having me on, Vern. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Connor. Thank you. Phone line is open for you, 913-586-7610. Following his 6 2/3 innings of three-run baseball, 5 punch-outs, and 1 walk, Seth Lugo now has thrown more innings than anybody in Major League Baseball, 51 2/3. 7 quality starts, that's best in Major League Baseball, and his season ERA is now 1.92, 10th best in Major League Baseball. My game notes following the 6-5 loss are presented, as always, by our friends at Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
From the belt deals, Vinny swings, hits it toward the alley. Deep right center, way back, and that ball's going to be off the base of the fence. One run is in. Here's Bobby flying around third. He scores. It's a two-run double by Vinny Pasquantino, and the Royals take a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals fell behind in this game 2-0. Back-to-back homers off of Seth Lugo in the second inning put the boys in an early hole, but they come back in the fifth inning. Right there, you hear Vinny put them ahead. Moments earlier, Kyle Isbell played it. MJ Melendez, who led off the fifth inning with a triple. Izzy drives him home to cut the deficit in half. Bobby reaches first base on an infield single with two outs, and then Vinny Pasquantino, the first pitch that he sees, he blasts a belt-high fastball in the middle of the plate, 108 miles per hour off of his bats. Izzy scores, Bobby scores, Royals go up 3-2. They would tack on another just a pitch later when Salvador Perez laces one down the left field line, 110 miles per hour off of his bat, and it's 4-2 Kansas City. That 4-2 lead would last until the seventh. An error from Michael Garcia turns into the third Milwaukee run. Royals get it right back, though, in the bottom of the seventh inning as Vinny again, 108 off the bat. He plates, what do you know, Bobby Witt Jr. and the boys go back in front by a score of 5-3. Yeah, and then in the ninth inning, James MacArthur gives up a three-run home run to Willie Adames, 6-5. That's your ball game. Royals lose. They're now 21-16 on the season, and they'll look to win the series tomorrow, 1-10 for the first pitch. Brady Singer on the hill. Royals looking to win a series against a team that is currently above 500 for the first time this season. Let's go back to the phone calls, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to McKenna out in Ottawa. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
All right. What's up? My name is McKenna. First of all, I think you did a great job explaining why we lost the game tonight. But I think after listening to the show, I'm more baffled about the guy that called in about the walkout music. So lights, camera, all that stuff, they did great tonight, I think, hyping up the fans. But baseball is not the NBA. It's different. It's not about the crowd in game work. It's about the game, in my opinion. And also for the guy that called in, the walkout music isn't for the fans. It's for the pitcher. You know, that's to get the pitcher hyped up. Same thing for the songs that they're playing when they do, you know, they're walking up to the plate to hit their home runs or whatever. You know, that's not for the fans. Sure, it might get you excited and on your feet, but that's for the players to get in the zone and to get excited about their bat. So that's why I'm calling in, because I'm just rolling my eyes at this guy right now.
Well, I appreciate the help. It's tough to do it alone. I could use you as the season goes on, so keep listening, please.
Yes, sir. That's right. Go Royals.
All right, McKenna, thank you very much. Yeah, James MacArthur selected White Horse by Chris Stapleton, or someone in his circle selected it for him. I know I've talked with plenty of big leaguers that, I don't know, my wife picked it, you know, or my son picked it, or my, you know, Adam Frazier told me that his college coach a decade ago selected Pony by Genuine, so that's why he's still walking up to that banger. Let's go to Corey in Lee's Summit. Corey, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals lose 6-5. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Longtime listener. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Definitely really encouraged by what I've seen so far. A lot of good things I feel like the franchise has done. Obviously a huge deflating loss was at the game tonight. Fortunately been to more games so far this season than I think I have been in the last couple seasons. So definitely encouraged by what I'm seeing. Have to say I feel like we're still missing a strong bat. I think outside of like four of our guys that have been pretty consistent, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, love seeing Michael Massey healthy and back in the lineup. I think we're still struggling with runners in scoring position, and I think we're just missing another consistent bat in the lineup. But appreciate your time, and go Royals.
Yeah, you're going to be missing a consistent bat all season long. If you're acknowledging that they have five guys going right now, Michael, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Massey, that's more than half your lineup. I think most teams in Major League Baseball would be happy with five guys consistently hitting. And as far as your point about hitting with runners in scoring position, it's incorrect. Coming into today, the Royals ranked 10th in the American League with a .237 batting average. They hit .205 with the bases empty, but they came into tonight with the second best mark with runners on base, hitting .289. You look at them with runners in scoring position. That's what you were talking about. 284 with runners in scoring position. That's the seventh best mark in Major League Baseball. Well, it doesn't sound like they're struggling. Mike Hell's one of the best hitters with runners in scoring position. Salvi and Bobby are two of the best hitters, period. I call him the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, and you saw why tonight. The dude, offensively and behind a microphone, undeniable. 107-mile-per-hour single in the first, a 108 double in the fifth, a 108 single in the seventh. Vinny goes 3-for-5, drives in 3, and in his last 7 games, he has 9 hits, 8 RBI, and more walks than strikeouts. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chris in Overland Park. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, what I really want to get to, you already brought it up earlier in your show. Seventh inning, taking out Lugo with 77 pitches.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. And also, why do you bring a lefty in for the next two right-handed pitchers?
Hitters.
What are we doing?
Well, those were pinch hitters. So I can tell you that Q and the coaching staff weren't shocked that they pulled Sal Frelick and put the Monasterio kid in there, and then later on pulled the black kid and put his last name is Black, and put Gary Sanchez in there as a pinch hitter. So they weren't right-handed.
But at the end of the day, I mean, Lugo's got at 77 pitches.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I'm not going to fight you on that. I'm with you. No, I'm with you. Yeah, if you're looking for an argument, I ain't got one for you.
I appreciate Paul Vern. Love your show, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I hit on it, like you mentioned. I hit on it a little bit earlier. I wasn't surprised. Well, maybe I was. I mean, I was surprised until you recognize, yeah, okay, maybe he doesn't want Seth Lugo to face this Milwaukee lineup a fourth time. It doesn't floor you if you followed the way that Tampa's handled their starting pitchers for the last decade. Now, as I'm managing along with the game, I'm not afraid of Sal Frelick or Wilson Contreras or Black or Adames or Terang. Nobody in that lineup scares me, especially with the way that Seth Lugo was going. Now, I obviously have the benefit of hindsight now, but even in the moment, I was not puzzled. Certainly wasn't puzzled. I understood why, but I didn't necessarily agree with it. Seth Lugo, still quality start. Quality start in 24 of his last 34 outings. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. I'm telling you, I understand the frustration, but I can only go along with it for you know, I share the frustration. But again, they you know, Tampa took Blake Snell out in the World Series because of something similar. So game 37, when Seth Lugo in his last outing won 103 pitches, and the time before that won 101 pitches, and the time before that went 99 pitches. And like I mentioned, he leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched. Yes, I know he's only recently transitioned into a starter's role, but he's still a 34-year-old man with some mileage on that arm. I can understand the thinking. But in the moment, I wouldn't have had the ability to go running out there as confidently as Q did, especially when Seth Lugo's telling him, I'm fine, get out of here. But that's the job of a manager. You know, didn't work for Kevin Cash in the World Series, but doing the opposite didn't work for Terry Collins in the World Series when he left, right? When he let Matt Harvey go back out there in the ninth inning. I appreciate the phone call. We'll get to the text line coming up in just a matter of moments. But first, I want to head inside that Royals clubhouse. Tonight's losing pitcher, James MacArthur, spoke with the media moments ago, and the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City were there.
Frustrating. Supposed to be a curveball down, hung it up in the zone a little bit. He's a guy where you can't make that mistake, especially late in the game. And he made me pay, made us pay. So, yeah, really frustrating. Didn't want to throw that pitch there, and bad result.
A couple of hours before, did you think that ball was coming right down the line?
To be honest, I haven't looked at it, and I'm not really sure.
When you look at just the last two appearances for you, what can you do to kind of make maybe a slight adjustment or so and get back on track?
I think just talk with the pitching coaches, talk about things that maybe I'm falling into bad habits, maybe I'm falling into bad patterns, and get back to getting ahead of hitters and putting guys away.
Not trying to work around Sanchez there at all, right?
Just... Yeah, I think in that situation, not trying to work around him, understanding, treating him similar to Adames, not trying to leave anything over the plate. He's one of their home run hitters in a close game like that, and trying to pitch him tough, and resulted in a walk, which unacceptable right there.
All right, there you go. That's James MacArthur following his third blown save of the season. He had two outs. Eight pitches into his 30-pitch inning, but then an eight-pitch battle with Wilson Contreras ends with that double down the line that, yeah, I thought it was just foul. But it skips over the bag into the left field corner. He's on second base with two outs. MacArthur wanted no part of Gary Sanchez. And then as he just laid out, back-to-back curveballs with the second one, tasty. Willie Adames didn't miss it, a three-run bomb of the Brew Crew. Even up this series at a game apiece. The finale tomorrow with Brady Singer on the Hill begins at 1:10. I'll start at 12 noon with your chance to win Royals tickets. Tickets to see the Royals and the A's during the 2014 Championship Reunion Weekend. Just a couple of weeks away. If you want your tickets, make sure you're listening tomorrow at 12 noon to 610 Sports Radio. And furthermore, don't forget Matt Quatrero, the manager, will join Bob and Josh as he does every Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Let's head out to Lawrence, talk with Dustin. Dustin, appreciate you hanging on. How are you?
Hey, no problem, Vern. Thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to, you know, enjoy the show and appreciate your take on all the games. Love listening. I just wanted to say and get your view. Because it seems like tonight's loss was more disappointing than the game Sunday, because I feel like Texas, you know, championship caliber team came out and did what they had to do to win, whereas tonight I feel more like we gave it away.
Yeah, I can agree with that, certainly. Appreciate it, Dustin. All right, let me go through that. Yeah, looking back on Sunday's game, again, I thought it hurt but it wasn't painful. The only thing that really hurts Sunday was the celebration that we were all robbed of. You know, you had 20,000. It was a weekend where more than 72,000 came out, a big crowd on a nice enough Sunday afternoon. Royals jumped out to that 2-0 lead after three, had more opportunities. You know, Salvi and Massey unable to come through. James MacArthur gives it up in the ninth. Kyle Isbell doesn't put the ball in play in the 10th, and the Royals lose. They still played, in my opinion, strong defense in that game, ran the bases well, pitched well. That was the first time in a month that James MacArthur gave up a run on Sunday. It was the first time all year he gave up a home run. Yeah, Sunday didn't hurt. Yeah, you look at this one, and it's an error by Michael Garcia. It's a misplay by Hunter Renfro. It's, you know, poor execution from James MacArthur. Kyle Isbell getting thrown out at second base with the lineup just turned over. Yeah, I agree with you. No doubt. Sunday hurts, but I explained the hurts. This one made me angry. This one had me frustrated. I was bummed out in the moment. When I watched that ball fly over the wall off of the bat of Willy Adames, I'm not going to lie, my head hit the table up in the press box. I was bummed out. And then I just started getting angry. Now, the Michael Garcia error in the seventh inning, I just know he's better than that. He knows he's better than that. So that had me a little bit frustrated. You know, Hunter Renfro not making that catch in the eighth inning. I'm thinking, man, you guys are lucky you're up right now, or else, boy, this is not Royals baseball. This has not been 2024 Royals baseball. And they paid for it. They lost. 6-5, the final score. Let's go to Sebastian in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show as the boys fall to 21-16 on the season. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It's Sebastian here.
All right.
Going back to what Brian said about the walk-up music, I mean, I'm sure he was joking. I mean, but – and then what McKenna said, how if it's for the player, he's got to change it because it's not working out for him if it's for him.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good stuff, man. I'm glad you waited on hold for that. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. My track meet today, I did all right in the 100, PR'd in the 200, but like you said, I was frustrated that they lost today. They should have won. Hope to rebound tomorrow, but thanks for taking my phone call, Vern.
Okay, well, way to give it your all out there in the 100, 200. Thanks for the update, Garrett. Always nice when you join the show. As long as you tried your best, man, whether you... I don't really know that much about track, to be quite honest with you. So, what do you PR? I don't know what that means. Explain that to me over the text line, if you would, Garrett. Text line 913-586-7610. Let's talk with Justin down in Oklahoma City. Justin, how you doing, man? How'd last night treat you?
Quite well, actually. Okay. Hope you got through the night last night.
Yeah,
like you did. Sound well. I watched the game all the way to the fifth inning. I kept up with it. I got to listen to you earlier in the pregame. I didn't know you had a pregame, so I get to listen to you pregame and postgame.
Heck, but yeah, 1 hour before first pitch every game day.
Absolutely. It's frustrating tonight. You know, baseball, it's a 162-game season, and I totally disagree. All due respect to the caller that called earlier about, you know, the runners in scoring position. I think they did quite well with that. And I think they had plenty of hits and plenty of runs. I mean, the last two games against Milwaukee, you know, they got kind of get themselves in a hole. And, you know, you called it right. I mean, I'm not trying to dog on MacArthur, but three blown saves this year. And it's just, you talk about the errors. I mean, it's just late in games, you can't have errors like that. And if you have errors like that, it can be costly. So,
always,
you know, obviously,
yep.
You know, I think they'll tighten up and do a better job in that department. And, you know, but I really think they're hitting the ball very well. I mean, anytime in a loss, you can find the negative, you know, but
for sure.
Man, I still see a lot of positives in this team. And I think they'll do better and win the series tomorrow.
I needed that. Good call, man. Appreciate that. A great example. A great example of the need to push away from the table every once in a while and take a macro view of what's happened so far 37 games into the season. And 21-16, we all would have signed off on that. And I'm not trying to make you forget about tonight. No, we can dissect it. I've told you how I felt. I've expressed my disappointment, but this isn't one that's going to, you know, ruin my night and I'm going to have to go crush a few too many cold ones. No. No, nobody has to do that. I'm just joking. But no, I mean, listen. What I say, the fifth best run differential right now in Major League Baseball? You're 2.5 games back of Cleveland for first. Tied with the Minnesota Twins, basically in a virtual tie in second place right now, 2.5 games back. No, man, I'm not. And Brady Singer's pitching tomorrow. We're not staring down some, you know. How many times over the past 4 or 5 years have we sat here and said, all right, it's a 4-game losing streak. Thank God Brady's pitching tomorrow. Brady, you better end this losing streak or else we're in big trouble. Now, you need Brady in a big way tomorrow. You want to win this series, but it's not life or death. I said back on Friday, I believe the fans need this homestand more so than the team. Again, my goal remains maintain through May. If you do that, you'll maintain through July, and we'll all get our wish. Entertaining, exciting, important baseball at Kauffman Stadium in the month of August. Royals lose tonight, 6-5, the final score. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Colin Ray deals. And a swing and a shot down the left field line. Fair ball headed for the corner. Here comes Vinny around third to score. Salvi will pull up at second with an RBI double, and the Royals lead it 4-2. Boy, he tattooed that baseball.
Yes, he did. Steve Stewart, 110 miles per hour off the bat. Salvi puts the boys up 4-2 there in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sadly, they would lose this game. 6-5, the final score. James MacArthur gives up a 3-run blast to Willy Adames in the ninth inning, and that's the nail in the coffin. Tomorrow, it's the finale of this 3-game series as the Royals try and win a series against a team with a current 500 record or better. Be the first time they've done that. Brady Singer's on the hill. 913-586-7610. I'm sorry, I was just perusing the text line, and wow. I might be able to get to a few of those text messages before we get out of here, but the text line is melting down, believe it or not. Wow. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. James MacArthur takes the loss, ruining a terrific outing from Seth Lugo. 6 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs on 6 hits, 5 punchouts, and a walk. Seth Lugo's made 8 starts this season, 7 of them quality starts. His ERA is still under 2. He's averaging more than 6 1/3 innings every time he takes the ball. And he has 32 punchouts to 12 walks. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, how you been, buddy?
Hey, Vern, man, I've been doing well. Just been really, really busy at work.
Believe it.
But we all are. Vern, man, I feel your pain. I was listening to you when you were talking about you're up in the booth, that home run, your head just hit. I did the exact same thing, man. When I got home, I was listening at my station, and I watch it. My head hit the table, and my fist was pounding on the table, too. And I was angry, but I'm not angry at the players, man. I was just angry that they let that one get away because I wanted this victory, because it would have assured that we, you know, would won that series. But I'm with the boys. We're still rolling, Burn. You know, the baseball gods give us and the baseball gods take us away. I don't want to go into it right now, but my call is going to be a lot different. I still have a couple concerns with this team. But we're doing well. We're 5 games over 500. We got the Singer throwing machine going tomorrow, baby. Woo! We could still win the series. Burn, my call, what I was going to ask you was, with the victory and we win and keep this thing rolling, I was going to say, are we last year's Orioles or this year's? You know what I mean? Are we Are the Royals last year's Orioles? Could we be that? And as always, let's go Royals.
Certainly. Certainly. Could be. Sure. Why not? I'm just looking at the pitching. You know, last year's Baltimore team prior to, what was that horse that they had, the Bautista. Prior to him going down, Bautista and Cano at the back end of the bullpen. I don't know if this team can match that. Certainly, I don't believe they can right now. But I also don't think that the rotation last year of Baltimore, Kyle Gibson, and one kid that just came back, Bradish, Grayson Rodriguez. Yeah, I think you can stack this rotation up with them. You can stack this defense up with them. You can stack this team speed up with them. The offense, though, MVP candidates and Bobby and Salvi, they had Adley and Gunner. But then there's Mountcastle and Santander and Cedric Mullins, and you know the power that Ryan O'Hearn brought to that team. Now, again, big T. When you have these weapons, the weapons I call the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball, pitching, defense, and team speed, you can play with anyone. And I mean anyone. The greatest teams ever. Bring the 1998 Yankees on. I'm not saying you'll beat them, but you can play an entertaining game against them. You can win. You can find yourself down by one or up by one in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. It's the great equalizer. Pitching, defense, and team speed. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, how are you?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm surprised how calm you are after that because, boy, it had me jumping out of the chair tonight hit that home run. But, hey, I had a bowl of Ozark nachos down here, Vern. You know what that is?
I don't.
That's Walmart potato chips and Aldi Parmesan cheese with some stolen Denny's Tabasco sauce on top.
Sounds like
a win in my book.
And
that'll take that taste of that right out of your mouth.
I believe it.
But there was a lot of good tonight. I really enjoyed it. MJ got a triple. Gosh, I want him to hit the ball. You know, I keep looking at those averages, and I shouldn't do that. But I heard Cody's interview with JJ tonight or this afternoon. Very good.
Cody
interview.
Engold, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they're good. You got a really good all your guys are really good right now, and you can pass that on for me. They're a great listen down here, so I really appreciate that. But I saw on social media, you know, they had the lights flickering for MacArthur coming in. And, hey, you know, I don't know if he wants all that, but, hey, I'll ride with you.
Sure.
But just so you know, the old saying in baseball, and it goes clear back to A.B. Happy Chandler as the commissioner when he desegregated baseball, flash leads to bash. So I hope he's ready for that, and I hope he wants that. I don't know. I hope they've asked him that. Do you want all this smoke? Because you're going to – when that other dugout sees you coming out in the flickering lights and all that stuff – and there's, yep. You know, Muhammad Ali was great at it. He could light it up with all that. But you're going to have some guys at the plate coming up to bat like Razorbacks with their hair standing straight up and their teeth gnarling at you.
Yep.
So I hope you're ready for that smoke, and I hope you are. I'm a big fan of MacArthur's, and I think it might just be an off night, hopefully. But I really... My phone call is, I really am rooting for Will Smith. I think we're really going to need him. Will Smith, man, I'm behind you now, you know. I want you to get on that horse and be our guy. I think we really need you to make this thing work. And, Vern, I saw a great stat. You know, just think how far we've come from last year at this time. I think when I even called in early May, 24th. In the league and runs scored in seventh, eighth, and ninth innings last year. This year we're fourth. Look how far we've jumped on that. So, guys, if you get discouraged, think how far we've come. That's what I try to do because, boy, it looked like a bleak winter coming up after last year's season. So I'm rooting for him 100%, Vern, and I appreciate your calmness tonight. I was kind of shocked at it, but a way to hang in there and way to keep the waters calm, Vern. Those
well, I appreciate
don't
it,
need
Raj.
That.
Always nice yes, hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of frustration, but and then I look down at my notebook and I see they're 21-16. Their starting pitching has the fifth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. The rotation has thrown the third most innings in Major League Baseball, two MVPs in the lineup, the best defense in the sports, some of the best team speed in the sports. I can't act like this was a big game, a monumental game, a vital game. It was game two. Tomorrow's bigger, no doubt, because of tonight's loss. But like I said on Friday, you want to go at worst 500 at home, no doubt. You can't get swept by the Rangers, and you can't get swept by the Brewers. And they're not going to. They weren't swept by Texas. They won the opener against Milwaukee. They're not going to be swept. At worst, it's a 2-4 homestand. We're not going to celebrate it. We're not going to throw bouquets the way of the team for going 2-4 at home if they're unable to grab tomorrow's finale. But again, I'm the guy that's repeating over and over and over again, maintain through May. So if that's what I want, I can't have a meltdown that the team's five games above 500 in the middle of May. They're exceeding, they're meeting or exceeding everything I had hoped. Let's head back inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say. Lugo gave up those back-to-back home runs in the second inning. 1-0 fastball, drifts back over the plate with that two-seam action into the right-handed hitting Reese Hoskins. He belts it 423 feet. That put the Brewers up 1-0. And then Joey Ortiz, the seven-hitter in the Brewers lineup, seventh pitch of the at-bat. Lugo leaves a tasty sweeper, middle, and Ortiz did not miss it. 412 feet, 2-0, Milwaukee after two. Lugo would then lock it in and retire the next nine that he faced. That got him to the fifth inning. Unscathed in the fifth, 1-2-3 in the sixth. He retires the first two he faces in the seventh. But then a chopper to Michael Garcia. He charges, fumbles, and doubles down on the mistake and throws it into the crowd. So infield single, and air advances the runner to second base, and the lineup turns over. Matt Quatrero comes out and takes the ball from Seth Lugo, despite the fact he's only at 77 pitches. But the coaching staff decides he's done his job. We don't want him to face this Milwaukee Brewer lineup a fourth time. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say after the game to the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City.
Hoskins is a pretty dangerous hitter. If you make mistakes, made a mistake, and try to move on. I thought I executed the next pitch when the next guy hit the home run. So I just kind of tipped my hat there and moved on. It was a pretty easy adjustment to make from there.
Did you do anything specifically to kind of get back in an efficient groove moving forward, Doug?
No, like I said, I thought sinker leaked a little bit to Hoskins, but other than that, I made quality pitches I was happy with. So, when they hit a good pitch over the fence, it's easy to just, stay where I'm at. So that's what I did.
Pitch count is still fairly low at that point in the game, and he comes out to get you. Surprised at all that he did come out, even though it was the order turning around once more?
A little bit, but we're having some discussion, so not fully surprised, but I was kind of aware of what was going on, so I was fine with the decision there.
There you go. That's a pro, Seth Lugo, following his seventh quality start of the season. Let's go to the text line real quick, skim through the coherent ones. Landon from St. Joe, Vern, I honestly think we should stop complaining about this and just enjoy the run this team is on. Think about where we were this time last year. It's fun to just be in the race right now, so let's enjoy it while we have it. That's a great way to look at it, Landon. I'm not necessarily a proponent of the while we have it part. Again, the only thing that scares me about this team is something that scares me about the Chiefs. Something that scares me about the Timberwolves and the Thunder. It's what you can't control, injury. But I don't sit through the NFL season every day going, man, I hope Mahomes doesn't get hurt today. You just hope for the best. So I'm not going to sit here and worry about health. So in that case, listen, you have elite pitching, elite defense, and elite team speed. You should be in it for a while, right? With so long as the health agrees, you know, June, July, post All-Star break, it should still be a very entertaining team and a very entertaining race in the American League Central and in the American League when it comes to the wild card race. Thanks for listening. I see Jack writes in, he's not happy with Kyle Isbell trying to steal with Michael Garcia at the dish in the eighth inning. Jordan from Blue Springs is upset that the Royals pitched around Gary Sanchez in the ninth inning, saying the worst thing he could have done was tie the game, but then you willingly walk him and bring the go-ahead run up to the dish. Yeah, you're right. Now, you heard James MacArthur a little while ago saying we weren't working around. I mean, you still pitched to him, but you knew the damage that could be done, so you were being careful.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Colin Ray deals. And a swing and a shot down the left field line. Fair ball headed for the corner. Here comes Vinny around third to score. Salvi will pull up at second with an RBI double, and the Royals lead it 4-2. Boy, he tattooed that baseball.
Yes, he did. Steve Stewart, 110 miles per hour off the bat. Salvi puts the boys up 4-2 there in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sadly, they would lose this game. 6-5, the final score. James MacArthur gives up a three-run blast to Willy Adames in the ninth inning, and that's the nail in the coffin. Tomorrow, it's the finale of this three-game series as the Royals try and win a series against a team with a current 500 record or better. Be the first time they've done that. Brady Singer's on the hill. 913-586-7610. I'm sorry, I was just perusing the text line, and wow. I might be able to get to a few of those text messages before we get out of here, but the text line is melting down, believe it or not. Wow. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. James MacArthur takes the loss, ruining a terrific outing from Seth Lugo. 6 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs on 6 hits, 5 punch-outs, and a walk. Seth Lugo's made 8 starts this season, 7 of them quality starts. His ERA is still under 2. He's averaging more than 6 1/3 innings every time he takes the ball. And he has 32 punch-outs to 12 walks. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, how you been, buddy?
Hey, Vern, man, I've been doing well. Just been really, really busy at work.
Believe it.
But we all are. Vern, man, I feel your pain. I was listening to you when you were talking about you're up in the booth, the home run, your head just hit. I did the exact same thing, man. When I got home, I was listening at my station, and I watch it. My head hit the table, and my fist was pounding on the table, too. And I was angry, but I'm not angry at the players, man. I was just angry that they let that one get away because I wanted this victory, because it would have assured that we, you know, would won that series. But I'm with the boys. We're still rolling, Burn. You know, the baseball gods give us and the baseball gods take us away. I don't want to go into it right now, but my call is going to be a lot different. I still have a couple concerns with this team. But we're doing well. We're 5 games over 500. We got the Singer throwing machine going tomorrow, baby. Woo! We could still win the series. Burn, my call, what I was going to ask you was, with the victory and we win and keep this thing rolling, I was going to say, are we last year's Orioles or this year's? You know what I mean? Are the Royals last year's Orioles? Or could we be that? And as always, let's go Royals.
Certainly could be. Sure. Why not? I'm just looking at the pitching. Last year's Baltimore team prior to, what was that horse that they had, the Bautista. Prior to him going down, Bautista and Cano at the back end of the bullpen. I don't know if this team can match that. Certainly, I don't believe they can right now. But I also don't think that the rotation last year of Baltimore, Kyle Gibson, and one kid that just came back, Bradish, Grayson Rodriguez. Yeah, I think you can stack this rotation up with them. You can stack this defense up with them. You can stack this team speed up with them. The offense, though, MVP candidates and Bobby and Salvi, they had Adley and Gunner. But then there's Mountcastle and Santander and Cedric Mullins, and you know the power that Ryan O'Hearn brought to that team. Now, again, big T, when you have these weapons, the weapons I call the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball, pitching, defense, and team speed, you can play with anyone. And I mean anyone. The greatest teams ever. Bring the 1998 Yankees on. I'm not saying you'll beat them, but you can play an entertaining game against them. You can win. You can find yourself down by one or up by one in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. It's the great equalizer. Pitching, defense, and team speed. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, how are you?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm surprised how calm you are after that because, boy, it had me jumping out of the chair tonight hit that home run. But, hey, I had a bowl of Ozark nachos down here, Vern. You know what that is?
I don't.
That's Walmart potato chips and Aldi Parmesan cheese with some stolen Denny's Tabasco sauce on top.
Sounds like
a win in my book.
And
that'll take that taste of that right out of your mouth.
I believe it.
But there was a lot of good tonight. I really enjoyed it. MJ got a triple. Gosh, I want him to hit the ball. You know, I keep looking at those averages, and I shouldn't do that. But I heard Cody's interview with JJ tonight, or this afternoon. Very good
Cody
interview.
Cody and Gold, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they're good. You
they
got a
good.
Really good – all your guys are really good right now, and you can pass that on for me. They're a great listen. Down here. So I really appreciate that. But I saw on social media, you know, they had the lights flickering for MacArthur coming in. And hey, you know, I don't know if he wants all that, but hey, I'll ride with you.
Sure.
But just so you know, the old saying in baseball, and it goes clear back to A.B. Happy Chandler as the commissioner when he desegregated baseball, flash leads to bash. So I hope he's ready for that. And I hope he wants that. I don't know. I hope they've asked him that. Do you want all this smoke? Because you're going to, when that other dugout sees you coming out in the flickering lights and all that stuff, and there's, yep. You know, Muhammad Ali was great at it. He could light it up with all that. But you're going to have some guys at the plate coming up to bat like Razorbacks with their hair standing straight up and their teeth gnarling at you.
Yep.
So I hope you're ready for that smoke, and I hope you are. I'm a big fan of MacArthur's, and I think it might just be an off night, hopefully. But I really, my phone call is, I really am rooting for Will Smith. I think we're really going to need him. Will Smith, man, I'm behind you now. You know, I want you to get on that horse and be our guy. I think we really need you to make this thing work. And Vern, I saw a great stat. You know, just think how far we've come from last year at this time. I think when I even called in early May, 24th in the league in runs scored in seventh, eighth, and ninth innings last year. This year we're
right.
Fourth. Look how far we've jumped on that. So, guys, if you get discouraged, think how far we've come. That's what I try to do. Because, boy, it looked like a bleak winter coming up.
after last year's season. So I'm rooting for him 100%, Vern. And I appreciate your calmness tonight. I was kind of shocked at it, but a way to hang in there and way to keep the waters calm, Vern. Those
well, I appreciate it, Raj. Always nice hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of frustration, but and then I look down at my notebook and I see they're 21-16. Their starting pitching has the fifth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. Their rotation has thrown the third most innings in Major League Baseball, two MVPs in the lineup, the best defense in the sports, some of the best team speed in the sports. I can't act like this was a big game, a monumental game, a vital game. It was game two. Tomorrow's bigger, no doubt, because of tonight's loss. But like I said on Friday, you want to go at worst 500 at home, no doubt. You can't get swept by the Rangers, and you can't get swept by the Brewers. And they're not going to. They weren't swept by Texas. They won the opener against Milwaukee. They're not going to be swept. At worst, it's a 2-4 homestand. We're not going to celebrate it. We're not going to throw bouquets the way of the team for going 2-4 at home if they're unable to grab tomorrow's finale. But again, I'm the guy that's repeating over and over and over again, maintain through May. So if that's what I want, I can't have a meltdown that the team's five games above 500 in the middle of May. They're exceeding, they're meeting or exceeding everything I had hoped. Let's head back inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say. Lugo gave up those back-to-back home runs in the second inning. 1-0 fastball, drifts back over the plate with that two-seam action into the right-handed hitting Rhys Hoskins. He belts it 423 feet. That put the Brewers up 1-0. And then Joey Ortiz, the seven-hitter in the Brewers lineup, seventh pitch of the at-bat. Lugo leaves a tasty sweeper middle, and Ortiz did not miss it. 412 feet, 2-0, Milwaukee after two. Lugo would then lock it in and retire the next nine that he faced. That got him to the fifth inning. Unscathed in the fifth, 1-2-3 in the sixth. He retires the first two he faces in the seventh. But then a chopper to Michael Garcia. He charges, fumbles, and doubles down on the mistake and throws it into the crowd. So infield single, and air advances the runner to second base, and the lineup turns over. Matt Quatrero comes out and takes the ball from Seth Lugo, despite the fact he's only at 77 pitches. But the coaching staff decides he's done his job. We don't want him to face this Milwaukee Brewer lineup a fourth time. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say after the game to the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City.
Hoskins is a pretty dangerous hitter. If you make mistakes, made a mistake, and try to move on. I thought I executed the next pitch when the next guy hit the home run. So I just kind of tipped my hat there and moved on. It was a pretty easy adjustment to make from there.
Did you do anything specifically to kind of get back in an efficient groove moving forward, Doug?
No, like I said, I thought the sinker leaked a little bit to Hoskins, but other than that, I made quality pitches I was happy with. So when they hit a good pitch over the fence, it's easy to just stay where I'm at. So that's what I did.
Pitch count is still fairly low at that point in the game, and you come down to get you surprised at all that he did come out, even though it was the order turning around once more.
A little bit, but we're having some discussion, so not fully surprised, but I was kind of aware of what was going on, so I was fine with the decision there.
There you go. That's a pro, Seth Lugo, following his seventh quality start of the season. Let's go to the text line real quick. Skim through the coherent ones. Landon from St. Joe. Vern, I honestly think we should stop complaining about this and just enjoy the run this team is on. Think about where we were this time last year. It's fun to just be in the race right now, so let's enjoy it while we have it. That's a great way to look at it, Landon. I'm not necessarily a proponent of the while we have it part. Again, the only thing that scares me about this team is something that scares me about the Chiefs. Something that scares me about the Timberwolves and the Thunder. It's what you can't control, injury. But I don't sit through the NFL season every day going, man, I hope Mahomes doesn't get hurt today. You just hope for the best. So I'm not going to sit here and worry about health. So in that case, listen. You have elite pitching, elite defense, and elite team speed. You should be in it for a while, right? With so long as the health agrees, you know, June, July, post All-Star break, it should still be a very entertaining team and a very entertaining race in the American League Central and in the American League when it comes to the wild card race. Thanks for listening. I see Jack writes in, he's not happy with Kyle Isbell trying to steal with Michael Garcia at the dish in the eighth inning. Jordan from Blue Springs is upset that the Royals pitched around Gary Sanchez in the ninth inning, saying the worst thing he could have done was tie the game, but then you willingly walk him and bring the go-ahead run up to the dish. Yeah, you're right. Now, you heard James MacArthur a little while ago saying we weren't working around. I mean, you still pitched to him, but you knew the damage that could be done, so you were being careful. I understand what he's talking about. You have an open base there, sure. But then just seconds later, he said, you know, the same way we feel about Willie Adames. You had two outs. I just don't like hearing any sort of respect being showed to the opposition from my high-leverage guy. I want them staring daggers through everyone, not concerned who's in the box, just knowing that dude's about to feel it. So I know you're frustrated, Jordan, but I appreciate you listening, man. From the 913, Vern, where does our closers 4.32 ERA rank against other teams' closers? I don't have every team's closer in front of me, but I can look at the other arms, the other 12 men in Major League Baseball that have recorded 7 saves. James MacArthur, one of 12. Of those 12 guys with 7 saves, MacArthur's ERA is the highest. Of the other guys in the big leagues with 7 saves, his whip is the second highest, behind only Jason Foley of the Tigers. And opponents are hitting .309 off of MacArthur. That's the highest batting average against among the 12 men with 7 saves. Staying in the bullpen, shout out John Schreiber. It was bumpy there in the eighth inning. He didn't get help by Hunter Renfroe in right field, but he still put up a zero. Schreiber's 18th appearance, 16th scoreless appearance. His ERA is now 1.04. And finally, Bobby Witt Jr., one of 3 Royals with multi-hits tonight. Kyle Isbell went 2-for-4. Vinny Pasquantino, as I mentioned, went 3-for-5, but Bobby Witt Jr. walked in the first, singled in the first, singled in the fifth, reached base on a fielder's choice and scored in the seventh, and then flew out in the ninth. Following tonight's game, Bobby Witt Jr. is now number 1 in Major League Baseball with runs scored. He scored 2 tonight. He leads Major League Baseball with 31 runs scored. He also leads Major League Baseball in bolts. Do you know what bolts are? Bolts are sprints in which you reach a speed of greater than 30 feet per second. Tonight, Bobby had his 30th bolt of the season. That's by far the most in Major League Baseball. That infield knock, that light line drive that caromed off the glove of Colin Ray, Brewers starting pitcher. Bobby hits a soft line drive off the pitcher and zooms down the first baseline. I mentioned 30 feet per second is elite. Bobby was 31.3 feet per second on that infield knock in the second inning. Thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com for helping me out with that. Yeah, so Bobby's first in Major League Baseball in bolts, first in Major League Baseball in runs scored, second in the big leagues in multi-hit games. He had his 15th tonight. He's fourth in Major League Baseball in total bases, fifth in stolen bases, and seventh in base hits. Yeah, Bobby ripped another bag tonight. He now has 13 stolen bases, as I mentioned, fifth best in Major League Baseball. All right, the Royals are now 21-16, and now we turn our lonely eyes once again to Brady Singer and ask him to win the series and stare down Joe Ross of the Milwaukee Brewers and do what he's done better than anybody to wear a Royals uniform for the past half decade. Win. Brady Singer, I have to imagine, is the only pitcher since 2020 with a winning record when on the hill for the boys in blue. So you can't draw it up any better. Well, okay. Outside of the guys currently here, right? Lugo, Waka, Bragans. Yeah, there are a bunch of winners now. I'm talking about when Brady was grinding through 2020 and 21 and 22. He was our only hope. Brady, go get him, buddy. Nathan Williams, great job back at the studio. Appreciate your help. Talk to y'all tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon. Take care.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.